And we're back. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And don't forget, if you've missed any of our segments, we do work behind the scenes between the shows. So by next Monday, any segment you missed, you'll be able to listen to not only on the website, 959WATD.com, but also we're available on iTunes. So if you're somebody who has a smartphone or you like listening to podcasts, you just go to the iTunes store and you are able to listen to our show just by searching for Monday Night Talk. Our next guest is a gentleman who is well-known. He's also somebody who's well-established in the business community, owner of several businesses. We have Mr. Jay Cashman joining us. Sir, how are you?
I'm very good. Great to be here.
Best known for, I think, Cashman Construction. Would I be wrong?
Yep, that's true.
Right. Yeah. Have you move a little closer to the microphone here, just so folks at home can hear you. First and foremost, without me kind of telling your resume, give folks a little bit of an intro to yourself.
I'm Quincy born person, you know, from went to elementary school there and went to school in the South Shore, went into business in Quincy, took out an ad in the Patriot Ledger, and did home improvements, and then built it over the years into a heavy civil marine contracting company. Did a lot of work in the Boston Harbor cleanup, the Big Dig, Spectacle Island. Currently we're under a contract with General Electric to clean up the Hudson River, deep in New York Harbor, operate from Brazil up to Maine, employ about 1,000 plus people, you know, across the coast of North and South America.
Now, you recently came forth and become a little bit more vocal in your partnership with Brockton Power, a long-standing project that has had folks who are kind of on both sides. You can't necessarily just say that there are folks who are against it. I think there are folks who are in favor of such a project. You and I have had a previous conversation. We actually ran a story about it last week. And from my conversation with you, you've been involved with this project for 2 years. What was it about this project that that drew you in and said, this is something that I want to be involved with?
I think that the project has always been a good one. Power plant, we need power plants. We need electricity. We'd like to be able to make it out of, you know, water and have coal fusion, but nobody's invented that yet. Mm. And wind and solar are good contributors right now, and nuclear, though most people don't like that, have picked up a lot of the slack from coal. More recently, with the discovery of gas in this country and the abundance of gas, we no longer have to burn coal anymore. We can burn natural gas. And it's really been that dynamic, the sea change that's happened in the carbon industry that basically says gas would be a good alternative to coal. You know, Brayton Point, Salem Power Plant, Somerset Power Plant, those coal plants have all shut down, and we need to replace that with something. And we just can't get enough renewables in place in the next decade or two to meet our demands. So I think it's an important project. You know, I think it's a good project for Brockton. I think that it's a state-of-the-art facility. And probably the most important thing, Kevin, is the fact that this has been vetted out by so many of our peer groups, the DEP and the siting board, and most recently our court system, have concluded that after going through the judicial system, the Superior Court and the Appellate Court, we finally recently got a decision from the Supreme Court that said this is a good project. This isn't a problem. There's no social injustice here. We need power. This is a good project. So it's really been that most recent anointing of the project by the judicial system that it says to me, you know something, Jay, this is, you should be basically out promoting this project because it is a good project.
You kind of just stole my segue. This is why why be so vocal about it? I mean, you've been quiet for a year. And now you've kind of received more of a push for you to be publicly a person who's vocal about this. So I think you might have just kind of answered that, unless you want to kind of add on to it.
I mean, I look at the world of politics and people relations with from three perspectives. One, you've got your executive branch, which is the mayor.
Sure.
Okay. Two, you've got the legislative branch, which is the city council. And three, you've got the judicial system. Well, you know, most recently, the mayor changed in town, Mayor Copter, who ran on the platform of what's the matter with the power plant? You know, create jobs. You know, it's state of the art. Gives tax revenue. They want to buy our wastewater rather than discharge it into the Taunton River. And what's the matter with all that? And that mayor won. And now you have this judicial system come along and say, yeah, well, why? What are you holding this project up? This project has met all the hurdles. It's been looked at for 10 years, and so so we just have the city council that, you know, I think was doing their job by saying no at first.
How about the controversy that's behind it? And you do have a small group that's been somewhat vocal on the opposition, and I think that their opposition is kind of what might be causing some of the issues with the city council, for fear of that if they support this project, that there could be repercussions to their, you know, being reelected or them being electable. Do you take a look at that and say to yourself, that's something that can be overcome?
Well, it's interesting. Is in Brockton, we did a poll and we found out that the negatives and the positives for the project were about equal. But what was interesting was that there was a gigantic, 5-1 of people who didn't have any information on it and didn't understand what was going on. So we've been out informing people, understanding, and we're getting such a positive feedback. Even the appellant's website are getting blogs that's, what are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. Asking the appellants, why are you complaining about this project? So we think that it's there's a huge population out there that really kind of were too busy with their own things going on in their own life. But when they hear the facts, they're saying, well, why shouldn't we be doing this? And I think that'll be a concern for the city council, is that, you know, they represent the people. And if the people basically want something and something has been vetted out and they've done their job as a legislator, as a town father, to make sure that the vetting process was proper, I think that the natural flow of politics will demand that the city council relook at this. And I think it's because the information that people are receiving now that I think the city council will react, is that they've basically fought the hard fight, and I think that they will come around to the idea that this is a good project and the people want it.
Joe? In terms of looking at like the physical aspect of the building, is there any kind of plans out there that'll show like the size of the building, scope of it, that type of thing yet, or is that still all part of the project as it develops?
No, I mean, all the plans have been submitted
out there
and been out there for some time now. So
this is a project that's more than 8 years old that has been looked over and discussed discussed again. So not to answer for you, but
right on point, Kevin, is that the that this project has been vetted, you know, for over a decade. Mm. You know, in fact, longer than that. I don't want to, much more than a decade. It's been vetted. It's been tried, and it's been tested, and it continues to come up. I think there's been 11 court decisions. All of them have been in favor of the project.
I guess I would ask you. I know one of the arguments that I have heard is that this is being built in Brockton, yet the city will not get any of the electricity that is generated. What would you say to that?
Well, the electric system is somewhat of a black box. And if I was to describe the way that the system works, is that all the power plants around the state kind of discharge the electricity into a big pond. And then there's a series of streams and tributaries and exit streams that basically remove that electricity. So when nobody necessarily gets the actual electrode, but they all go into the system. Mm. And so we're all basically putting our electricity into the system. And then what happens is the power companies meter it when it comes out. So everybody's dumping into the pond, whether, you know, those electrodes go to Brockton or they go someplace else. I'm actually building wind farms up in Maine, and we actually sell the power to municipalities in Massachusetts. So it goes into this big pond. Okay, probably those electrodes never actually get there, but it's just the way that the system works.
I guess I would ask you, folks are already aware of that there's an ongoing lawsuit towards the city council, former city councilors, former mayors, that's ongoing at this particular moment. What's your thoughts on that, and where do you see it going?
Well, you know, that happened long before I became involved. You know, I didn't file the lawsuit. You know, there is a lawsuit out there. I think that they're claiming $68 million in damages from the city council in the city of Brockton. I think that's very counterproductive. You know, I think that that those days are over. I think that the that we're looking for resolution, you know, and making sure that everybody's comfortable with the project, making sure that there isn't some question that hasn't been answered. So there is a lawsuit, but in a settlement with the city, that lawsuit will go away and will cost the city a dime. But right now, the past conduct, okay, of the prior administrations have basically put the city in jeopardy for a fairly substantial amount of money.
Okay, and we're speaking with Quincy business owner Jay Cashman, and he is somebody who recently became vocal about his involvement, his partnership with Brockton Power, which is the parent company to a proposed power plant. During our conversation, it was interesting to learn that you're somebody who actually lives, not only you work in an area where there is a power plant, and there are other things that are, you know, within walking distance that, you know, folks sit and they say they are worried about pollution and stuff like that. Give me your thoughts, because I was found it interesting that you actually work within a distance of a power plant right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in Quincy. I love Quincy. You know, I have my roots there. So I chose to move my business to Quincy. And we could have actually operated from any place. I actually live in Boston. Mm-hmm. But coincidentally, right across from my property in Quincy is a 750 megawatt power plant in Weymouth Quincy line. And I get up every day and I come to work and spend most of my waking hours at my office there. And during lunch break, I go out and walk around the yard, get my exercise, and there's a power plant that's, you know, producing electricity from clean natural gas. Okay, and I don't have a problem with that. I don't.
You don't worry about health issues or anything like that?
I breathe the air in. I, you know, do a lot of deep breathing exercises right down on that wharf. And then there's a pelletizing plant too. You know, and you know, people get stirred up about these, and rightfully so. But the reality is they really aren't a big impact. Okay, they, you know, it isn't like the old Somerset plants or the Brayton Point plants, where you've got a lot of emissions going up through the stacks that can cause potential health problems. This is a different age, different time. You know, so if I was concerned about a power plant, I wouldn't basically live next to one, because I don't really have to be there. I'm there because I want to be in Quincy, you know?
If this is able to be settled.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, I actually have another business that actually is very close to this power plant. I think we're the closest business to that power plant. It's a company called IPC Leiden, okay? And we actually do mechanical work. We install carousels in airports around the country. Huh? So it's a mechanical company, and they're actually located next to the future power plant also. So we live what we say.
If they're able to settle this, let's say there's some kind of an out-of-court settlement and this project is able to get the necessary permits from the city, what involvement does Jay Cashman or any Cashman companies have in regards to building and erecting this power plant?
Well, they're kind of different houses, you know. The Brockton Power Plant is a partnership with myself and a couple of other companies, and so we'll certainly price various aspects of the job, but we're not guaranteed to get any of it because the nature of the partnership. It's not the reason I got into it. We do power, you know, it's renewable power, and we've looked at some gas projects over the years. So it's we look at this as just a different type of investment.
There wouldn't be any way for you to be able to help your partnership with any of the companies that you have, though?
I mean, I would hope to, but
maybe you could bid on something if it would help the project?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we hope to be able to bid, but we're not guaranteed to get the job. If we were the only partner in this project, well, we would give the contract to Cashman because we'd feel most comfortable with them. Right. But I can't expect my partners to give me the work on the power plant without having it being competitively bid.
What's it like to be a successful business owner and be involved in such projects like this and know that your name, your reputation carries weight?
It's really, really good. You know, I take my job very seriously. You know, I You know, the my reputation is very important to me, you know, and I work very hard at it, you know, at the job. And, you know, I expect a lot out of myself. I expect a lot out of people. We live in a competitive environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a responsibility when you have a lot of people work for you, is that, you know, if the business doesn't do well, then you basically put others in jeopardy. So it's a lot of responsibility having people work for you, because the difference between success and failure is thin. And so sometimes you, you know, being in a competitive environment, it's difficult. But we get up every day. We've been, you know, in business for 40 years now. You know,
bless you.
You know, it's 16, so it's actually a lot of them, say 46 years. So so it's, well, I guess we're doing something right, you know, every once in a while.
Anything that we haven't had a chance to discuss, but with the couple of moments we have left that you you want to share?
Is what I'd ask people to do. I try to basically get the message out is that this is a good project, and don't miss out on this project. It's a good project, you know. I think that the city council needs to hear, okay, from people that of like-minded, like myself, is they need to basically hear from them. So I'd ask people to call the city councilor up, go to their blog, to the opponent's blogs, blog them, you know, blog us, you know, on our website. And basically let your opinion be known that you want to move Brockton forward.
What's your website?
It's Brockton
Clean Energy.
.com.
All right.
So,
Jay, I want to thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Hopefully we can have you in on a regular basis, giving us updates as to how things are progressing and moving along.
Okay, that sounds great. Awesome. Okay, thanks for having us on. And
you got it.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside when we come back. More Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.